Good morning with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. Two men are killed in a crash into a wastewater lagoon in Huron. Police say the men were in a car that veered off a road, went into the ditch, crashed through a fence and into the lagoon. The vehicle discovered Monday when someone noticed the fence had been damaged. Authorities say the victims, 29-year-old Mauricio Lopez Morales and 23-year-old Francisco Artemio Lopez Ramos, were last seen Saturday. Investigators say alcohol and speed appear to be factors. Governor Kristi Noem says she'll take no action against Minnehaha County's top prosecutor, despite an investigation that found he may have a drinking problem. Noem asked the attorney general to investigate after Aaron McGowan was absent from work without explanation from mid-July through mid-September. She called Attorney General Jason Roundsburg's report unsettling, but said it concluded there was not evidence to pursue charges. A woman who answered the phone in McGowan's office says staff has been instructed not to take messages for him, and he would decide whether to comment after receiving the report. McGowan had said earlier he was on medical leave. Winter storms and fall harvest work, not a good combination, but that's what South Dakota producers will deal with the next several days. Parts of the state could see 6 inches or more of snow, with up to a foot possible in north central South Dakota. Here in the east central, probably a nasty wintry mix. South Dakota Ag Secretary Kim Vanneman.
We haven't really had a hard killing frost, so the plants are green yet. They're not quite so brittle, and we'll maybe be able to take a little bit of this weather. You know, we just need to pray for the best and hope that there isn't a lot of damage to the crops.
Harvest was already behind schedule. This will make things worse.
Yeah, 3 weeks at least. I just think, yeah, the way the Mother Nature's been this year with so much moisture, and roughly we've lost about 30 or 32 field working days this year. That's big. That makes a difference on when we're going to be harvesting and what we're going to be harvesting.
And it could make roads worse as well. That's news.